Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Justin the Martyr. What do you know about St. Justin? You should. He was born around the year 100 in Samaria. And from the time he was a child, he sought truth. Even in his youth, he sought truth in Greek philosophy, trying school in turn. His encounter with Christianity fulfilled and surpassed his longing. That's as a young man. He kept searching until he found life and truth in Jesus Christ. And you young men and women who are listening, search. Search for the truth. Don't dabble in it. Don't pretend. Genuinely search, and you will find not only the truth, but you'll find the one who is the truth. Henceforth, Justin devoted his life to defending and explaining the Christian religion to the pagans, the Jews, and the Gnostics. Justin's death came in the year 165 when he was scourged and beheaded under the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. His apologies and dialogue with Trypho are a window to the worship of the early church and a witness to the continuity of Christian tradition. Justin is the patron of apologists. Apologists are those who defend the faith, who speak the truth about the faith. Justin wanted truth. He found it in Jesus and gave his life. How strong are we? I think we're all pretty weak. We're so used to things going our way, even if there are some ways they don't go our way. We find enough that unless we're in dire need for something, we find a certain security in the ordinariness of every day and the different things that we do. We're kind of protected in a certain sense. We haven't had to battle situations like this. Like Justin encountered. We haven't had to battle a country that is absolutely torn up by war and by poverty, as so many nations are. Even when life is difficult, we still have a certain set of parameters that most of the time we can count on and work in. What if all that were taken away? What if all our external means of security were removed from us? People in different parts of the world experiencing that now. Natural disasters, war, migration, having to leave their own country, try to find a place to live, being rejected. How would you handle all that? Think about that. How deep is your faith? Use every circumstance in life to root your faith more deeply in Christ. Not in your bank account, certainly. Not in your salary, not in the job you love. Don't put your faith there. Put it in Him. So Justin Martyr, pray for us. The opening prayer of the church says this: O God, who through the folly of the cross wondrously taught St. Justin the Martyr the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ, grant us through His intercession that having rejected deception and error, we may become steadfast in the faith. Really steadfast, so that whatever storms come, we're not uprooted, we're not destroyed. First reading is taken from the second letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 and 6 to 12. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, for the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. For this reason, this is Paul now to young Timothy, for this reason I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. Sacrament of Confirmation, brothers and sisters. I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his own design and the grace bestowed on us in Jesus Christ before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed preacher and apostle and teacher. On this account I am suffering these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know him in whom I have believed, and I am confident that he is able to guard what has been entrusted to me until that day. Can you pray that? Is that where your faith is? I don't think mine's there yet. How strong is your faith that you can say, I'm suffering. I'm suffering right now for the gospel, but I am not ashamed, for I know him in whom I have believed. I am confident that he is able to guard what has been entrusted to me until that day, till the day I stand before the judgment seat of God. He is able to guard. He gave me these gifts. He's given you the gifts. They're different gifts with different people, but he's given you gifts to witness to his presence in you and through you. You may have gifts of teaching. You may have a gift of generosity. You may have a gift of miracles. You may have a gift of wisdom. You may have a gift of fear of the Lord. All of those gifts should be in us, but they grow stronger in different personalities as God desires that. What are your gifts? What are your gifts? Read 1 Corinthians 12, 13, 14. Look at all the gifts. Read my book, More of the Holy Spirit. You can order it through our website, renewalministries.net. More of the Holy Spirit. Read it. You have the Holy Spirit. But are those gifts lying dormant in you, or are they being used? Look what the sacrament of confirmation gave you. Look at how the Holy Spirit gifts you also according to circumstances in which you live and the needs of God's people, not your own wishes and desires, but what are the needs of God's people where you are and how can you contribute to that? God wants to give us those things, brothers and sisters. And Paul says, because of what I believe and because of the way I'm living, I'm suffering, but I am not ashamed, for I know him in whom I have believed, and I am confident that he is able to guard what has been entrusted to me, the gifts, until that day, the day of our accounting, the day of resurrection. Praise God, please God. To you, O Lord, I lift up my eyes. I don't look at myself. I don't look at others and how they react to me. I look to him. To you, O Lord, I lift up my eyes. As the eyes of a maid are on the hands of her mistress. In other words, a slave kept their eyes fixed on the hand of their master or their mistress so that the slightest move they could respond. And Paul's saying, that's how I want to relate to my Lord. And the Gospel of Mark chapter 12, verses 18 to 27. Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to Jesus and put this question to him. Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. Now they make up a story. So this is what the Sadducees had come to Jesus and asked this question. And so now they're going to give their own example. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? They were completely taking it out of context, and they were just settled on these words, but these are the words that were used. What do they mean? For all seven had been married. Whose wife will she be? And Jesus said to them, are you not misled? Because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. He knows they're trying to trip him up. And they're trying to give him a hypothetical question just to see what he'll do with it. And Jesus says, are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. So it's a moot point. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead. He is God of the living. You are greatly misled. Jesus is upset. Because what they're trying to do is take the letter of the law, and they don't have any real knowledge of God himself. They're just taking the text, the letter of the law, and it says this, and it must mean that, rather than to approach scripture saying, Lord, teach me, show me, guide me, let me learn from the great scholars, absolutely, but show me how they apply to my own life. Don't get caught up in just false, superficial arguing. And that's what happens. A lot of people just like to argue for the sake of arguing. And sometimes we can miss all that God wants to give us of his life. So it's not a matter of being proud or arrogant. It's a matter of being simple and docile. And God will not allow you to be misled. God will not allow you to be misled. If you seek him, if you genuinely seek him, but if you get caught up in your own interpretations of this sounds good and I want people to see how holy I am, that's when you will be misled and you will mislead other people. Listen carefully to the scriptures. Read the good commentaries. I've often mentioned to you Merikakis, Merikakis, Erasmo Merikakis. You want his volumes simply, and they are volumes, four, maybe five volumes on the Gospel of Matthew alone. I've mentioned him to you before, but when you read him, you see the richness, you see the life, you see his own relationship with God, and you see his erudition. He is very, very learned, very intelligent. And he has a lot to offer. Those are the kind of people you want to read. You don't want to get caught up in pride and arrogance that I can interpret the scriptures for others. That's what the Pharisees did. We're the leaders of the people and we'll do it our own way. Brothers and sisters, follow God and follow him his way and you will have life everlasting. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.